Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this May 2nd on the West Coast, now May 3rd on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. What an interesting weekend we had. We told you something will happen on May 1st, something, or at least something would be alleged to have happened. And what are we talking about? Well, the no-legged Mac Daddy's announcement that the enemy of the world, the world's number one terrorist, had been found and killed in Pakistan. And we heard the walls around the compound he built, $1 million palace or mansion, as they called it, were 15 feet tall. And as the day went on, they became 18 feet tall, sort of like what do they call those guys now? The Bunyan character, Paul Bunyan, like the Paul Bunyan stories, or Jack and the Beanstalk, just growing, 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 or Pinocchio. Anyone look at anyone's nose? Osama bin Laden had a rather large and long nose, as I recall, and he was definitely a CIA asset, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Now, first, some of you may be surprised that I'm on the air this evening. I never did exactly say I was dropping the show. However, I am dead serious about people taking action, and I sent out a call to action last Friday, and I'm going to continue to do that. Because it is my show, and I can do something else if you prefer. Again, I ask you what you would think if this show was not on the air. Well, you'd probably go to sleep, most of you, because it's on late for some of you. I understand that. It's interesting. A lot of the email I got, as I've often intimated with my listening audience, was from jackbooted thugs pretending to be good-hearted people, New Agers, and people interested in bringing a new consciousness to the world. And they actually helped me reveal more of the money-laundering cabal that is gradually trying to take over this planet. False identities, aliases, the whole nine yards. And I'll do an upcoming show on those events. I think you'll find it rather interesting. There are a lot of people out there that really like to waste one's time. It didn't waste my time, though. They actually helped me out. You should be glad about that. Now, before this announcement was made, there was mentioned that there might have been a speech being written, possibly even a song. And I imagined what that song that we were going to hear would be from the No-Legged Mac Daddy to his soon-to-be buddy in the criminal world, in the world of terrorism, that the guy known as Osama bin Laden. This might have been what he was composing.
Hold it. Listen.
Sail.
just like his autobiographies. He didn't write that song either, actually. That was produced by Misters Gamble and Huff for the Temptations. Can't get next to you. Can't get next to you. He can build a castle out of a grain of sand. We've seen them do that with the real estate and bank corruption, haven't we? And we've seen also a tremendous amount of corruption across the board in the banking, in the stock arena, over and over. And while you were paying attention to something that happened 10 years ago, the theft goes on. The crime continues. We're going to talk about that with tonight's guest. He is my regular Monday night guest. He hosts his own show on the Micro Effect Network, and the show is called The Story Behind the Story. He is a naturopath, a PhD, and my good friend, Dr. A. Truott. Dr. Rott, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Don. It's a pleasure to be back with you. I hope we're coming through okay. I've got a real echo on my phone line here.
You sound good on my end.
Okay.
So you're okay. You might, if you have a volume control, you might try to adjust it just a little bit. And maybe the headphones are bleeding into the mic. Well, what's your appraisal of what's going on right now?
Well, Don, where do we start?
From the beginning.
Well, we got to go back to Cain and Abel for that one. Unfortunately, this the events of this last weekend began, of course, with the royal wedding, and we have to really understand the ritual the world knows as the occultic world, I should say, the pagan witchcraft satanic ritual world calls Beltane.
Mm-hmm.
The Beltane is literally the burning of Baal's burning, and it symbolizes it's honored by these fires, these rites of passage. And it's, you know, if you go into any type of pagan ritual website, Don, you can get a pretty good idea of the rituals. The first day of the birthing of spring, they have fertility rituals at the Yazoo. But it's symbolized by, in the night of Beltane, the bonfire, the burning of the fire, and the exaltation, the happiness of rebirth, the birth of the goddess, the mother goddess to rule the earth in the cycle. You've got Beltane in May 1st, May Day, which of course is when the Illuminati was first birthed, May 1st of 1776. You have also the bookend ritual, which is Samhain or Halloween, All Hallows Eve, in October 31st. That's the two ends of the spectrum where the occultist, the Kabbalist, believes that the dimensional void is the thinnest, okay, and can communicate with their entity. So I talked about this on my show today, Don, in depth. If you listened, you understood that it's an amazing coincidence to me,
mm-hmm,
that the ritual of Beltane has to do with the crowning of a queen and a young king, a king and a young couple. They have a great ceremony, and it's prescribed to be the day before Beltane Eve. Now, what happened Friday, the 29th?
Well, you had a couple of young whippersnappers across the pond getting hitched.
There was a set, yeah, after, you know, when they came out of Westminster Abbey and they had this reception, they had dozens of these phallic maypoles that they just, you know, they did these ceremonies. I watched just bits and pieces of it. I says, oh my goodness, something something major is going to happen on May 1st, Beltane, mm-hmm. Sunday. And, yeah, what better way to get people dancing in the streets in America and Europe and European countries, especially England,
and put London. Bus drivers to work, too.
Yeah, yeah. Let's announce that this Tim Osman character, this Osama bin Laden, is no longer with us.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, May 1st is also the alleged date that they found Hitler in the bunker.
Right.
So they like that date, don't they, for their – of course, that was a ruse also. Same thing as the bin Laden thing.
Well, then it, you know, goes back to the story, and I know this paper was written by a guy named Orlin Grabe. I know it was posted on Ken Adachi's site, and I've talked to Ted Gunderson in depth about this. He doesn't want to give a lot of publicity on radio shows on this one. But he, in fact, confirmed Michael Reconosciuto and himself met with this Tim Osman, CIA operative, who was really working with the go-between for the Mujahideen freedom fighters of Afghanistan against the Soviets in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
So you see how it all kind of pieces together. I went back and pulled this article by Mr. Grabe, and doggone it, Reconosciuto, who's still in federal prison on huge trumped-up charges. This Ralph Olberg character was the American businessman who was the liaison with Charlie Wilson, the congressman, and it's all documented pretty well and very accurately in the Hollywood movie Charlie Wilson's War. Mm-hmm. Not fictional. It is absolutely happened.
Well, I agree with you. That reference is in my Wantagate piece, the first actual article that I wrote for the Idaho Observer, and I quoted J. Orland Grabe also about that, about his discovery that Osman, Olberg, Gunderson, and Reconosciuto were together at the Hilton Hotel in Sherman Oaks, California, and there was an exchange of arms, computer software, the promise of Stinger missiles, and I believe Red Mercury.
So, yeah.
Some pretty dangerous stuff going on, even back then in 1986.
What Reconosciuto was pointing out, though, and this is tied again to this Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden. We find that these weapons, these Stinger missiles that were altered to go and basically attack the Soviet anti-air defenses, and they did very well. The key point I want to make is the base where these were transferred through Senator Hubert Humphrey's office, Olberg Management Services or Management Sciences for Health, for heaven's sakes, these were shipped to a special secret base in Pakistan. It's exactly the same point in which this compound is supposed to be at now.
Yes. Now, you think someone in Washington might have been over there during that time? We know he was there in 1981, according to a passport reference that's been thrown out there for the wolves. We're talking about the usurper in chief, of course.
Yeah, I don't have anything on that. It just seems awful strange that the same. This is a 1986 meeting, and this report was put out by Mr. Grabe in November of 2001, a month or so after the events of September 11th. So Reconosciuto has the answers. Ted Gunderson knows as well.
Yeah, Ted was on my show a couple of times, and I brought that up. And he didn't say anything about it.
No, he's told me.
On the air, anyway, let's say.
Yeah, he won't talk about it on the air. He just refuses to. It's a real hot potato for obvious reasons. But see, here you've got this, of course, this ambassador. Remember the story of Davis and how he was extricated very professionally from murder charges, from shooting and killing the Pakistani secret policeman in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is there's something going on that's way deeper than anything. It's a perfect cover. Oh yeah, Osama bin Laden was there. We shot and killed him. Oh my goodness, Don, I didn't know. But I'm kind of ignorant in ways of Islam, that it's preferable to take somebody shot twice in the head and put them on an American military helicopter and take them and dump them in the ocean. Is that a preferred Islamic burial rite?
Oh, they claimed that they washed the body first.
Oh,
before dumping it in the ocean.
Yeah, my goodness.
It's just absurd. There's really nothing to say, and it detracts the attention of the certificate of live birth. Of course, as far as I'm concerned, Donald Trump was just another diversion, something to make it look like something was really going to be done. And then after spending how many millions of dollars hiding the fact that there was no birth certificate, they come out with yet another bogus one. Put it on the internet from the White House website, and the whole of the mainstream media this time runs with the story and makes jokes of it and mocks and belittles anyone who actually speaks the truth about it. So this is nothing but pure propaganda. This is filthier than anything the Nazis ever did. You know?
Yeah, well, and then you get there's reports that Donald Trump will be the next Ross Perot and split the ticket and give Obama this, you know, a chance for a second term. That could happen. Again, it goes back to the, you know, we don't really have a free election anyway. I mean, mm-hmm. it's absolutely an agenda. What I wanted you to play tonight, I wanted to tie this in. This was a gentleman that I had interviewed during this conference in Mesquite, Nevada. He came on our radio show, The Story Behind the Story, which was first and foremost taking, you know, the alien agenda story of Area 51, the secret government operations there in the desert of Nevada. There's a gentleman that came forward that had some very interesting documentation. I met him and talked with him. He went on the air at Art Bell, and when he was on Art Bell's show, this is September 11th of 1997, Don. He became extremely agitated, lost his composure. There were reasons for this. He was divulging the ultimate insider story of what was really going on, the agenda to depopulate the globe. This is now coming out again. It ties into so well into what's going on now at this date and time, beginning with the events of Beltane Sunday, the depopulation agenda, these bio-rad weapons that are now ready to be deployed. And this is all, again, following the script of the Beltane ritual.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to remind the listening audience that they did hear this a week or so ago, but it bears playing again. We always have new listeners. new jackbooted thugs hopping on board. So we'd like them to hear this, too. You ready for it?
Surely, go ahead.
All right, here. No, it's Don.
Surely, Don.
All right, here we go.
They're going to... they'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
You can't spend a lot of time on the phone, so give us something quick.
Okay.
I think it starts before that, okay, doesn't it?
No, this is it. This is it.
It seemed like it started somewhere before. Okay.
Okay. What we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the government knows about them, and there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, aren't.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
Discharge.
That's
I started getting
Resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on. Okay, that's where it ended there.
Yeah, shortly after that clip, because I know he was going to go on Art Bell. So this is in the early days of Coast to Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 1997, September 11th, oddly enough. And he was distraught because, well, he had told me personally when we talked on the story behind the story, he had absolutely observed and seen these shape-shifting reptilian beings. He had seen and witnessed them and had basically their 15-year agenda. What he told me was, I got to tell you, Don, I rolled my eyes about it. I thought this guy's kind of, well, he's really on the edge. And yet, what happened on that show with Art Bell was amazing. The powers that be stopped the broadcast immediately. The FCC pulled the plug. Art Bell was off the air. This gentleman, he had given me his contact information and numbers. He basically was gone after that. Nobody really knows what happened to him.
Now, was he someone who worked at the base, or was he one of the hangers-out at the little alien?
Well, he was. His claim was he was. He knew Robert Lazar, Bob Lazar. Mm-hmm. He had worked. He had high level credentials. He also claimed to know all about Promise software and the Reconosciuto connection to the Kazan Indian Reservation, Indio, California. He knew all this, and of course the Hercules story. All of this he had substantiated that part of it. It's just like Ted Gunderson had said when he met with Reconosciuto as well. So there is something in his voice. He was terrified. He was terrorized. I think he was talking on the phone. He saw these beings come to his place, and that's why he was starting to freak out so badly. And the broadcast went dark. Just a very strange thing.
They're actually not that scary, to tell you the truth. I was at a Patriot get-together a couple of weeks ago, and we had two men in black dressed as women walking around. It was kind of interesting. And I actually got to talk to them. And then they just disappeared into thin air. And there were several people that noticed that they were there. They had gotten onto the property via another method other than going through the singular gate that was there. And when they disappeared, there's no way they could have left the area, so they probably just became invisible and cloaked, in other words. But they popped up later on again. So it's not that scary. Actually, it's almost humorous. Now, what this man experienced is a little bit different, I think. He probably witnessed a complete shapeshift into the being. If it's not a put on. Now, he definitely sounds scared. There's no doubt about it. Was it a bit of drama, possibly for the show to increase ratings? One never knows. There have been a lot of strange things that went on. In fact, Ted Gunderson was dragged into a scandal right there to do with Art Bell, if you remember.
Yeah. See, it ties in. The move to discredit Reconosciuto was the whole issue here, Don.
Mm-hmm.
I have interviewed people as contacts of Reconosciuto, colleagues and people that know the man. The development. I think the big story here is these AIDS-like viruses that are. DNA specific. In other words, they can attack and kill certain races of people. Mm-hmm. And that's what's coming down the pike. This is the next phase of this, I'm here to tell you. I think, again, DARPA, the deployment very soon of the earthquake machine and the New Madrid fault, that's coming. I don't know exactly when. But you see the marriage of the young royal couple the day before Beltane Eve, it's all prescribed. It's something very big and earth-shattering is definitely on the way.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're alluding to the New Madrid fault, I presume. And there is a story that was out just a few days ago. Regarding the Army Corps of Engineers preparing to blow a 2-mile-wide dam open to relieve water that's backing up in Champaign, Illinois. Have you heard about that?
No, I have not.
Yeah, this is being contested, but it appears that something is underway already in that regard. The people in Missouri, there's an article called Mayor Orders Flood-Threatened Illinois City Evacuated. And this is a combination of an article from Associated Press, Earthlink, and U.S. News, written by David Mercer, if you want to research that. But evidently, they feel they have to blow this dam to allow the waters to recede. You know, the Midwest is getting pelted by rain, and it's not very natural. There are a lot of landslides actually occurring all over the world because of unusual amounts of rainfall. Have you heard about that at all?
Oh yeah, yeah. That again, it's manipulation of the jet streams, the HARP technology. That's a simple part of that operation. There's again the posting I did a few months ago about the takeover Evelyn. I call them the Evelyn Rothschild now taking controlling interest of the weather predicting stations. Okay, Weather Central, as it's called. That is significant. That's significant. They need to control the flow of information. The Doppler radar stations. All of this. Any time, any news weatherman comes out and speaks out and says, of course, this is not natural patterns, natural formations at all. They won't have a job. That's happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, the central core reporting now is controlled by the Rothschild cartel.
Yes, there's another interesting story that sort of falls in line with what you were talking about. It's a bit out on the fringe, but it's entitled "Hostile Takeover: Space." Hello, world of people who don't pay attention. Time to get dosed with a bit more of the truth with some proof. Last Friday, April 21st, 2011, the National Security Agency, NSA, posted a document on their website stating that they have indeed been receiving signals from outer space. And there's a link posted there with a PDF file. Recently, this is from the appendix, page 21. Recently, a series of radio messages was heard coming from outer space. The transmission was not continuous, but cut by pauses into pieces, which could be taken as units, for they were repeated over and over again. Then on Monday, this happened. Budget cuts shut down SETI's alien-seeking telescopes. If aliens come calling, we might not hear them. The San Jose Mercury News reports that the SETI Institute, the one made famous by the movie Contact, has put its program to find alien life on hold. In an April 22nd letter SETI sent to significant supporters, Tom Pearson, SETI's CEO, announced that beginning this week, the alien telescope array has been placed into hibernation due to funding shortfalls for operations of the Hat Creek Radio Observatory, where the ATA is located. The individual who wrote this goes on to say, what this is telling me, that on Friday, documents were published stating that they have been receiving radio signals on the NSA website. The very next day, on the 22nd, a letter is sent out stating that SETI is to be shut down due to budget cuts? Seriously? Oh, wait, that's right. You didn't see this on your TV. Just remember, the guy who warns you is the only person who can do anything. Warning, warning, warning. The real news is that the NSA has been receiving signals, but the news the world gets is that SETI is being shut down from budget cuts. Got it? Now, that story ties into a story that came out from NASA in 2004, picking up radio communications near Saturn. And those communications were identified last week as coming from the United Galactic Federation Galaxy of Hendon Alliance, the mothership. So they know darn well that's out there. And, of course, more recently we heard about the hitchhiking worms as being the intelligent being. We're both sending the radio signals and flying various types of flying saucers and other alien craft. Just wanted to add that. Your comment, if you have it.
Well, yeah. Well, they don't need to look for alien life. They just need to go to the White House.
Can't get next to you, babe. Oh, okay. I have a bunch of songs I could play for that theme, but I'll have to save it. It's funny how you can see the humor in music when you apply it to a reality situation, especially when it's hatched by people in the government and the media. Where do we go from here, True?
Well, it just, again, it's a cover. There's much more going on behind the scenes. We all know that Osama bin Laden didn't do 9/11. That was just another, you know, scapegoat cover. Now, the retaliation by Al Qaeda is going to be blamed again on the attack. But don't forget what else happened there on Saturday night, Sunday, the eve and the day of Beltane. The attack on the compound of Muammar Gaddafi killed his family compound, residential area, Tripoli. What's going on with that, Don? I mean, my goodness.
Well, it's going to be another bank robbery, and they certainly want to take over the petroleum holdings that they have there.
Well, Russia's has really blasted NATO for this attack. It's because it targeted the family noncombatants of Muammar Gaddafi in a residential area, killed Muammar Gaddafi's second youngest son and three of his grandchildren. Wait a minute. You know, there's no place for that.
Yeah, what else can you expect from total psychopaths? You know, I mean, we've been saying the same thing over and over and over again, week after week, month after month, year after year. And the average person, you know, they're actually making these announcements at professional sporting events and having the people stand up and cheer. You're seeing 40 or 50,000 people being simultaneously brainwashed. And then it's filmed and it's broadcast to reinforce this. Look, all these people are behind this. We still don't have the certificate of live birth, do we? We have a fictitious document that just happened to be put out about the same time all this was happening, too. Don't you find that interesting?
Yeah, indeed. It's all, again, made, you know, the Beltane, May 1st, May Day is what it's called. Again, whenever you have an emergency transmission on the high seas or in the air, you know, the plane is going down, a ship is going down, it's May Day, May Day. You know, there's reasons why September 11th is 9/11, okay? Why 911 is the emergency call and so is May Day. There's not coincidence going on here, Don.
Mm-hmm. And these events recurring over and over again, year by year around the same time.
Yeah.
Or on the same day. Now, you know, there's another issue of bin Laden here. Of course, now they're already parroting and speculating on who the next Osama bin Laden is going to be. You see, it had been sufficiently dealt with that this guy was dead back in December of 2001. I have heard at least 100 talk show hosts and or journalists and or authors, guests on other talk shows come right out and say that he was known to have been receiving dialysis treatment. But you also have a Fox story that came out in 2006 where one of bin Laden's men is reported to have said that bin Laden died of a lung ailment. Now, that's 2006. So this guy now has died three times. And And now they're going to speculate on who it's going to be. Well, it's obvious that those in Washington are playing this role. They're the ones playing the role. Forget about looking for someone somewhere else. That's the whole thing. People are so brainwashed that they can't conceive of anything other than just cheering, oh, we got the bogeyman. We got him.
Yeah. All because the Mac Daddy comes out and gives a presidential address. No evidence, just official government declaration. Wag the dog, wag the dog, wag the dog. I mean, even, you know, today in the Salt Lake Tribune, I just got back to Ogden from North Idaho, Don, and here's the picture of Osama bin Laden, which is probably an old AP file. Who knows when it was cut. You know, they just keep putting out the lies.
Mm-hmm.
Associated Press.
Yeah, and yeah. He's changed so much from episode to episode. You know, they were putting these videos out. Today Osama bin Laden said, and then they have a voiceover, and you can't hear what the guy's saying. And then they make sure they even put the newscaster in front of the image on the green screen so that you can't even see the image. You can't see the lips move like I or you can lip read Arabic. But then you look closely at the individual, and it's not bin Laden. It's not the same guy.
Right.
You know, it's quite possible even that they cloned him. I mean, what would stop them from doing that? And just to make it easy, here's the clone. All right, let's. And you got anything over there in the fridge? You know, we're going to pull another stunt. And when they release those tapes, you and I have talked about this, and I've spoken about this with other guests. They released them in sequences. A bin Laden tape would come out, and then an al-Zawahiri tape would come out. Video. And there might be a month apart. There might be several months in between those. And I would sit down and figure out the numerology and basically calculate when there would be an event coming. And more than once, that pattern worked. Then they got fancy one day, and they did both of them released the tape on February 20th. Well, that's the CIA releasing the tape. That's why it came out on the 20th. And we calculated the date and stopped a false flag event from occurring in the state. And we talked about it on the air, too. We let people know there's an event plan. Now, nothing happened. Does that mean that we were wrong? Absolutely not. We could go back and apply this formula to the London train bombing, the Madrid bombing, the Bali nightclub bombing. Each event, especially the bombings, had someone's signature on it. And the use of repeating dates. You had 777 for the London bombing. You had October 12th, which everyone knows is Christopher Columbus' birthday. We had a World Trade Center bombing on October 12th when Clinton was in office. And we had one when Bush was in office, but the numerology came out to 44. Isn't that interesting that that would have occurred in Indonesia? It's like some mass satanic sacrifice that had to occur so they could put their little magic on ushering this guy into office, violating every aspect of the Constitution, every immigration law, and federal elections commissions, then every social security law. I mean, the wire fraud that these people have conducted since the 1940s is off the charts. And it's covered by the RICO statutes today. They're all doing it together. And no one seems to care. And the public is sleeping and snoring.
They are, unfortunately. It appears I'm just again just perusing this the newspaper today, Don, and there's a little snippet here in the Salt Lake Tribune of giving some platform to Mitt Romney. My goodness, see, Mitt Romney says, quote, "This is a great victory," meaning the death of Osama. "This is a great victory for lovers of freedom and justice everywhere. Congratulations to our intelligence community, our military, and the president. My thoughts are with the families of Osama bin Laden's many thousands of victims and the brave servicemen and women who have laid down their lives in pursuit of this murderous terrorist." Hey, Mitt, how about this one? Let's bring all of our troops home now that this master terrorist is now dead. There's no need to have any more troops in Afghanistan. There's no more need for Iraq. There's no more need for this massive buildup of weaponry in Israel right now. Let's bring them all home.
Mm-hmm. Put them to work looking for the certificate of live birth. That's what you do.
Well, I tell you.
Shouldn't take 10 years to find it, should it? Because it doesn't have legs, or does it?
this propaganda, again, nobody is again questioning the laws of physics, how these trade centers could go, how Building 7 could just go into a nice little heap. Come on, this is what still gets me. After all this time, people are still buying this garbage. It just is disheartening.
And, you know, I can't help but recall the several blocks worth of parked cars along the streets. And those cars were intermittently toasted from top to bottom, through and through. And there would be cars in between the ones that were toasted that were sitting like they just came out of a detail shop.
Mm-hmm.
Not a scratch on them, which shows that they used directed energy weapons, and that phenomenon is also visible in the video 9/11 eyewitness. Now, you couple that with Simon Schack's 9/11 clues, and those two videos together piece everything together about the bombings that were occurring underneath the World Trade Center. You can see the smoke rising from the street level before anything drastic happens to the building. You can see the flash of light that comes from a chopper that's flying right next to the roof. He fires this weapon and he pulls the chopper out, and immediately the building starts tumbling down. Now, they didn't show us those shots of choppers from the other side that the whole world got to see the TV broadcast, which was shown over and over and over as a continuous loop to drive it into people's subconscious mind. And then all the simultaneous lying that was going on by wives of producers, and some producers who were at home, they had no problem getting in touch with these people. Don't you find that interesting? Some people were saying, "I'm going into a meeting now." And, look, there's another airplane. Although some said there was an explosion, there was a bomb. They didn't say another airplane. So you have all these lies, and people are arguing over the lies, but the anomalies are, yes, they're off the charts. And again, 9/11 was getting some traction, wasn't it? Just within the last week or so.
Yes.
So,
you know, the whole address, I watched that special thing last night, Don, and my goodness, if there was a puppet, he comes out in his red tie, his white shirt, his blue jacket, red, white, and blue. He's really starting to close ranks. It's, you know, he says, "We will never tolerate our security being threatened, nor stand idly by when our people have been killed," as if he was in power when all this happened, right? This is exactly the same words that George Bush said. It's like the same script. If you go back and listen to what Bush said in press conferences on September 12th,
mm-hmm.
"We will be relentless in defense of our citizens and our friends and allies. We will be true to the values that make us who we are." I mean, it's almost exactly word for word what Bush said.
Yeah.
And on nights like this one, Obama said, "We can say to those families who have lost loved ones to Al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done." And his presidential ratings skyrocket through the roof. And, of course, stock market does great things. And the dollar rebounds. And all's good in the world all
and,
of a sudden.
And gas prices went up again, another half dollar a gallon. Oh, man. Well, it's obvious. You know, when he says our country, what country is he talking about? He's not talking about America. He can't be talking about America because he's not an American. Period. He's not an American, and he knows it. You know, they also had this White House correspondence dinner, which is almost like a roast for him. And Seth Meyer from Saturday Night Live was there. He's one reason why I don't watch Saturday Night Live, and I'd never heard him before. But his jokes weren't funny. In fact, they were insulting, and yet he brought up the issue of birth certificates, and they're all laughing. Obama's laughing more than anyone else, like a Cheshire cat. Grinning from ear to ear, like, ha ha, that's funny, ha ha ha. You know, spending millions of dollars to hide the documentation. He appoints the attorney from Howard University. From Harvard University, Elena Kagan, to the Supreme Court. She was the one handling all the cases to deflect the attempts to enforce the Constitution. And, you know, we understand that game, but it's a principle. And the both parents have to be natural-born citizens. Why isn't that an issue?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anything you want to add to the show tonight, Drew?
Well, I thought we did add quite a bit. It's just, Don, I fear that we can talk all we want about the subject and that, but we're talking to the choir, the people that tune in or the people that already understand all of this, and they, for the most part, their eyes are opened. And the thing that bothers me more than anything is again, the revelations of Reconosciuto, the reason why he's jailed, this biological weapon that's now in the hand of these arch criminals, these Al-Qaeda officials, these CIA operatives are really and truly organized crime mafioso. And the other shoe will drop on America very soon, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. What is the name of the former female prime minister of Pakistan? Bhutto, was that her name?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
She names the man that killed Osama bin Laden. She named him.
That's right. She surely did.
That's a fourth occurrence, actually. So, you know, we have this CIA story that he got kidney dialysis. I heard a recording of that where she said something like Omar Sheikh or something. Normally I thought the Sheikh went first, but I guess you have chocolate shake, banana shake, strawberry shake, vanilla shake, so Omar shake. But she specifically said the man who killed Osama bin Laden. And that was some years ago. You remember they took her out too, didn't they? She was assassinated.
Surely was. That's a good point. Very good point, Don.
So they've been tampering with Pakistan. There's no doubt about that. See, they're trying to solidify that whole area. I mean, you know, what is this, the rebirth of Babylon here?
Yeah, the ancient boundaries goes into that area. Again, they're looking at the world map or the map of the Middle East. You see that Pakistan and it's a key cog, it's a buffer with China and India. It goes down, of course, this forms another front to stage attacks against Iran when the time comes.
Yeah, and now they can blame Pakistan for harboring bin Laden, even though he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he did go there when they chased him into Tora Bora. I know about that event quite intimately, but I also knew that they were going to let him escape because he's just the bogeyman. But he did himself in, and even after 9/11, there was a transaction. This is another type of transaction like the one you discussed, and I wrote about this in my Wantagate piece because Leo Wanta was writing letters to Condoleezza Rice, which she was forwarding to Dick Cheney, about people wanting their boxes. And this was a Dr. Navarro and another individual and some FBI people who were, and probably CIA, who were working out some kind of agreement with a lieutenant of bin Laden's whose name was Datu Ben Abu. And they had photographs of him sitting in a wheelchair. And this is described in Wanta's communication. He was angry that people weren't getting their boxes. Now, one can wonder, were those weapons or were they talking about cash? It was probably both. Again, they had a red mercury in that deal, and they had Chinese Stinger missiles. And there was a Madame Talaki there, a Hungarian woman of an old aristocratic bloodline who was at that meeting. And coincidentally, there's a relative of her that's involved with the CSIS and maybe peripherally with the PNAC prior to 9/11, certainly afterwards. So those connections are still there. I mean, we've been so infiltrated.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And they keep denying it. They keep denying it. No, I want my pension. Can't risk my pension. Got to send the kids to school. You know, the corruption. Well, true. I guess that about wraps it up, unless you want to make a closing remark.
Nope, that's it. Again, just every day's an adventure to watch and see what these manipulators, these serpents are doing. I when I shared that the video with you, Don, and when I watched it myself for the first time last week, I was just stunned when I remember, you know, my correspondence with that gentleman, and then of course the strange anomalies on Art Bell's show with that Phil Schneider's tapes and his remarks that I had with him as an interviewee as well came to mind. And
Bill Cooper
Bill Cooper, all these gentlemen all claimed to know this individual, Jim, that was on the show. They vouched for him. It's now coming to pass pretty amazingly. So I'll just leave it at that and say goodnight.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being on the show. Want to let the listeners know you'll be back next Monday as well. And they should visit your website and check out your radio show. You're on Monday through Friday on the microeffect.com. Actually, it's microeffect.com. The story behind the story. Thanks for being on, True. And
thank you. Good night and be safe, Tom.
You too. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and tonight's guest, Dr. A. Truot. You can visit his website by going to atruot.com and also check out his radio show in the afternoons. Special thanks over at BBS Radio to Seth Hendrick on the sound. I'd like to also thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night for another show. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.